to find in the morning papers. She's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show.
All right, we are back. I am Jason Burmis of Louder Than Worse Productions, creators of Loose Change, and we were just discussing, you know, how could NORAD and the FAA fail us that day on 9/11? Well, when you look at the evidence, a lot of them didn't want to fail us. A lot of them were trying to do their jobs. A lot of them were fooled by the war games. A lot of it hasn't been made public. You know, we know that they destroyed a lot of the tapes at the FAA. Why? Why are these tapes destroyed? Why is Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton all over the television saying they knowingly took false testimony from both the Pentagon and the FAA? These are vital questions that we really need to ask ourselves and ask with some authority. We can't just ask and say, oh, we're going to give you a slap on the wrist or we want to catch you. No, we want a comprehensive and extensive prosecution of these criminals. And we need a real investigation. I keep saying it. Let's give subpoena power to the family members. Let's have them have their own commission. Let them ask the tough questions because you know they will because they care about what happened. They're not bureaucrats protecting their cronies and corporations and family. It drives me nuts, Corey.
Sorry, I had to deal with a little crisis.
Yeah.
Our security is so tight nowadays down at the airport. Dylan's trying to, I'll tell the story. Sorry, James, are we done with
no,
James?
No, James hasn't even come on yet, go ahead.
So, either way, Dylan goes to the airport to pick up my car, and sure enough, he pulls in there, and my sister left the lights on when she dropped the car off, so the battery's dead, and he can't get the car started, so then he's got to find someone to get the car started. Then he gets the car started, goes to pull out, and of course he can't find the parking ticket. So then the woman tells him that he needs the registration and his license, so of course the registration isn't in the car, so he can't find that. So then she has to call his supervisor, and now finally he just found the ticket, and he's hopefully being able to pull out and not being arrested for being a terrorist at the airport trying to take a car that he had to get jump started. Quite a crisis in the security the way things are nowadays. I mean, it's just terrible. You can't do anything anymore, you know, with... I mean, me and Dylan and Jason, we all work together. We all, you know, and sometimes we have to impersonate the other person to get things done. And it makes it really difficult with all these security procedures out there. I just don't like it.
It's just an overkill. I mean, we're all for security when it's keeping us safe.
Yeah.
But it's not. But when it's enslaving us, it's a dog and
pony show. We're jumping through hoops for false security. I mean, there is nothing stopping you from walking through security with anything in your pocket. I mean, I don't care how good their security is at the airport. You can put anything in your pocket that isn't metal, and there is a very good chance you're going to get it through security if you're not supposed to have it, some kind of contraband. But, you know, it's all a dog and pony show. Much like the media and everything and how it all runs. Let's take James in here. Can we bring James in from Texas?
James. Hello there. Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for taking my call.
All right there. How you doing, James?
I'm good. I'm also driving down Mopac Highway in Austin, Texas, like Alex was. So hello to Alex. I'll try to be quick. I did catch Alex a few years ago on a local station. And, you know, when I first listened to him, I thought, wow, this guy is really out there. But as I listened and I watched, things were changing, and really what sealed it for me was your video, so congratulations on that, because when I looked at that and started telling people about it, you know, they looked at you like you're crazy, but once they see it, the evidence is there, and then they have to face that reality as well. So a word to the wise, one of the things that I did is I started with my family members and then my friends, and I really just said it's time to pay up. All the favors that you've ever gotten from me and the things I've done for you, you owe me one to watch this video in its entirety. And if you find value in it or you believe even 20% of it, it's your duty as an American to send it on to somebody else. And that has worked. And I can't tell you, in the last few months, maybe it's an Austin bubble thing because it's becoming prominent here, but so many people now, even very young individuals, our Gen Ys out there, you know, 76 million of them, are listening, and they're bringing it up to me. So the power of, you know, saying, cashing in your O's here.
Absolutely, man. Again, back to the power of people getting out there and making a difference. Absolutely.
All right, we got another commercial break coming up, and then we'll get back to the National
Again,
Intel Report.
The call... Call in is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Help us out here.
Oh. Attention, this is an RBN self-reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who've discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
All right, we are back here in upstate New York with the National Intel Report. I am Jason Burmis, part of Louder Than Words, out of the Loose Change crew. We are subbing in for John Stachmiller tonight. Basically, we're here to, you know, promote 9/11 this year, down at Ground Zero. We're going to have a bunch of people there. We're going to be giving away a bunch of our DVDs. We're not going to let the mainstream media, you know, portray this as, you know, a lie. We're really going to bring the truth to people this year. And we've got loaded lines, so let's go to Doug in Texas. Doug, you there? No, not there yet, Doug?
Hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, got you, Doug.
Okay, good. Listen, I wanted to congratulate you guys. I've seen both of the movies, and they're excellent. And I've been playing with different things trying to get this message out here myself, and I think you guys are in a unique position because of two things. First of all, you're obviously great producers because look what you've produced. But the second thing is you're running all over the country actually talking to people, so you're getting face-to-face contact with people and feedback about, you know, what they get and what they don't get. You know, what pieces of the story, you know, impact them the most and open their hearts to hear more, you know. And so what I'm suggesting to you is to consider this. What I've been doing is going to, there's a website called YouTube.com.
Mm-hmm,
and there's all kinds of little short, you know, they all have to be under 10 minutes now. But actually, I look for the ones that are 3 to 5 minutes long. And I just do weekly searches for stuff by and, you know, any of the things on books are really good. And then what I'll do is just take and copy and paste the headline, you know, Bush is a dope or something, into the top of an email window. And then I'll take the URL and put it right below that and just say, you know, click to watch video. And then I'll put a little commentary of a line or so just below that about why it's important. And then I'll email it to this vast email list that I've got. And I'm getting a tremendous response from that. And I'm suggesting to you guys, you know, if you, from your experience, you're finding out, you know, this particular part of the film they seem to grab a hold of and want to know more because of, do, you know, cut that little piece down and put it up on YouTube and then, you know, encourage people to, or actually you could put together the email, send them to people who've got email trees, and you'd be surprised how this will spread across the country. And especially if there's a place that takes back to the full movie.
Sure. I mean, actually, we've done that. We've done that through a service called Google Video, and that's video.google.com. And instead of 10-minute segments, you can put an unlimited number of minutes out there. So it has the entire movie. But Loose Change is also broken up into segments on YouTube, and we are encouraging the use of YouTube and Google Video. And again, I was just announcing this earlier in the broadcast, stage6.divx.com. Check out the Louder Than Words page. This is the highest quality video you're going to see out there. It is just mind-blowing. And we're really able to use the Internet as an alternative source of media and
really getting it out there.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. In fact, if you make up one email, like I'm sure you have, and you email it to 10 or 20 people and you say, hey, if you think this is interesting or you think that this is valid, maybe you should forward it to somebody else. It works like a virus.
Oh,
and
I know.
That's
exactly
what we really
what's
need
happening.
To do.
I'm getting emails that I've never even heard of before, and they want to be added to my email list because of it. And one last thing I'd like to add as well, I always tell any of the people that I consider to be the leading researchers and investigators related to this thing, okay, one of the elements that's missing from stopping from telling the story to getting some people hung for treason related to this is that we're missing two key elements. There's all kinds of crime scene evidence, okay? You guys are documenting all kinds of evidence. You know, Steve Jones got the scientific evidence. There's all kinds of evidence that's out there. Criminal investigator, okay, who takes that evidence from the crime scene and links it to a person, you know, through an investigation, and then they put that together as a case and give it to a criminal prosecutor, and that prosecutor puts it before a judge, and then we put some of these guys on the gallows. I suggest you find yourself some world-class criminal investigators and get them involved in this. I mean, they'll be famous. They're going to get to see Bush get hung.
Well, if they don't get killed themselves. All right, thanks, Doug. Let's move to Mike in Oklahoma City. Mike, you there?
Give him that. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Thank everybody for calling in, giving us some talk about.
You there, Mike? Okay, yeah, let's go to Rox. Rox Dogs, is that you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? It's good to hear you on the radio.
How you doing? For those who don't know who Rox
Dogs
is, I just want to give a big shout-out. You know, he's one of the big DJs over at Revere Radio Network and has a lot of great things to say over there. Go ahead, Rox.
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, I just got out of college. I just got out of class where I'm taking a corporate finance class, which, I, 3 or 4 years ago when I started doing this, I'd bring stuff like that stuff in class, and the whole class would just kind of stare at me, and the teacher would tell me I was on the fringes. And now, like, it just seems like, you know, for lack of a better term, the worm is turning, and there's people that 4 years ago would have never entertained this information are starting to actually talk about it and think of it as an actual possibility. The reason I called in, I know a lot of people are going to try to get to ground zero for 9/11. I was going to try to make it there. I don't think it's going to happen, but I got an alternative for the people that can't make it to D.C. or New York, and that is the Pentagon is hosting these, like, 9/11 marches, which are like, you know, support the troops march, you know, the, you know, 9/11 remembrance.
I've seen them.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all over the country. There's one outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, and one outside of Louisville. I'm going to try to go to the one in Louisville, Kentucky, since I can't make it to New York, and just pass out flyers and do what I can. I think if enough people do it and go to these things, we won't feel so overwhelmed with these, you know, military families that probably won't be too open to what we're saying. But I just thought that would be a good idea for people that can't make it to New York and D.C. I think that's what a bunch of people are going to be planning on doing.
Awesome. And that is a great way to get the word out because, again, they're going to do their best to reinforce the official version and try to bring us back to that day and tell us why we need them. That's what this day is going to be about to them, and I really believe we're going to be able to take it back, Rox, don't you think?
Dude, 4 years ago, if you'd asked me that, I probably would have said no way, but, the more and more information gets out, the more people will wake up, and I'm starting to think that, we may be able to hold back, just a little bit of what they have in store for us. May not be able to, completely get out of this, but, doing something is better than nothing. You know, I'd rather go down, fighting than just, cower in my house and worry about when the people, in the jack boots are going to come knock down my door.
Absolutely, man. What do you think about the last 6 months? I mean, how big has the last 6 months been for this movement?
It's been huge for the movement, but it's been huge for both sides. I mean, they've been coming out with such media spin, 93, World Trade Center not as much, but still, again, reinforcing the official version. Not to mention the Mousawi trial and all the FOI, the Pentagon tape, all this new information that keeps coming out to reinforce the official version. But the difference now is that as they try to reinforce the official version, they're doing damage control because of how big this movement has gotten, is how strong our voice has gotten, that they really now, when they bring up 9/11, they have to cover the alternative theory angle. They cannot bring it up because otherwise their email and their phones are just swamped with 9/11 truthers out there, the soldiers on the lines doing what they got to do to make sure that our voice is heard. I mean, it's really, like you said, 4 years ago I would have said no, but I am inspired by just the uprising of the American public and the world public in reaction to learning the truth about this event. But, hey, man, thanks for calling in, Rox. We're going to bring Dylan Avery on the line, who has thwarted being arrested down in New York City. He is not a terrorist. He is up on his way, crossing the bridge, coming into coming up, hopefully, home from his long
trip. In fact, I'm sure you're all sick of us, so let's bring on the Avery. Dylan, are you there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you just fine, man. How's it going?
Good, man. I apologize for my outburst earlier, but I've had a very stressful past couple days.
That's all right, Dylan. It didn't catch on the radio,
yeah,
so we're good.
We're good. The traveling is always a factor for us. So tell us about your big trip down to D.C. What went on? What'd you do?
Did we lose him?
No. I didn't hear any music. Did you?
Or are we on commercial break?
Are we on commercial break, or did we just lose Dylan? I think we may have just lost Dylan.
Yeah, we're still on the air.
All right, sorry about that.
He'll call back in a minute. We'll get on to his big D.C. trip there. Again, call the number is 800-313-9443. You can go to the website, rbnlive.com. Go to our website, listen, watch our movie that we're talking about all night, www.loosechange911.com.
Obviously, we're doing this,
Okay. All right, Dylan's back. Hey, Dylan.
All right,
hey,
Dylan.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So tell us about your trip down to D.C. What did you do? Well, who'd you see?
The trip was great. I mean, you guys obviously know what happened while we were down there, but basically to sum it up for
the kids. For the kids, Dylan.
Yeah, let's tell the kids what happened. We basically we did what no one else has seemed to have done, which is to actually go to Arlington, Virginia, and go to the Pentagon and talk to the people on the plane. Talk to Lloyd England, the cab driver who got hit by the light pole. If you want to know a sneak preview of what we've been doing, you can probably check it out on our forums in the Pentagon section because Merck Mercy has been posting a lot of good stuff on there. But to sum it up, we've basically been talking to a lot of people, a lot of eyewitnesses to the plane. Yesterday, I spent basically all day with April Gallup. That name will probably ring a couple bells for people. We've been down here hitting the streets. In the past couple days, I've just been kind of relaxing, but still going around and talking to people, and basically I've been spending the past 24 hours just trying to get home.
Absolutely. So real quick, out of your trip from D.C., tell the kids, what did you learn? Did you find anything new? Any new theories, any new evidence? Any new ideas for the kids?
Basically there was a plane present at the Pentagon. We're not going to come out and say that there wasn't a plane ever, and it's become more apparent now that we've talked to people that there was a plane present. It was really interesting to sit down and have a barbecue with Mike Walter. I'm sure you guys went on that. It was definitely a very surreal experience to be.
It was eating. Very surreal. We'll tell everyone real quick. We sat down and had dinner with Mike Walters, the USA Today reporter, who saw a Boeing 757 United Airlines jet. He's quoted in our movie.
All right, now we'll talk about the Walter barbecue in a couple minutes when we get back on the line with Dylan Avery. The calling number is 1-800-313-9443. This is the National Intel Report with Dylan Avery, Jason Burmes, and Corey Roach.
Jason!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Returned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There we go. There are the killer tunes.
There's
we wanted.
You're back with Jazzy Jason and Crunchy Corey on RBN Live.
Well, actually, it's not like that, but, you know, some of the radio shows we do, I've been on K-Rock in L.A., and, you know, these morning shows where it's basically beer and ace, you know, it's just like that. It's like, hey, you know, I'm Biff, and I think you're a liar. So, you know, Dylan, how about you? You've been on those radio shows, haven't you?
I've been on there twice, I think.
You've only been on two of them? I've done more than two of them. You've had to do more than two of them.
You got to do the lucky Opie and Anthony.
Well, you did 10 minutes of Opie and Anthony.
I did do Opie and Anthony. And for all the people out there who listen to that Opie and Anthony, that is not me. That's actually Jason after the first 7 minutes. I got so upset, I just threw the phone at him. I didn't even want to discuss anything. The people, they pissed me off so much that, you know, I couldn't even have a conversation. And when Jason, they told me, or Jason.
All right, hey, easy, because we can't say what they said to
us. They said some very upsetting things. I'll just
let's just say they involved our mothers
and
our livelihoods.
And AIDS, which
yeah.
I thought was terrible. Anybody
it was pretty terrible.
You know, actively going to talk about passing the AIDS. But anyway.
So, Dylan, Dylan, are you psyched to finally get back home, get into your own bed after, you know, a little over a week?
Oh, man, you don't even know, man. I want to come home. I want to see my cat. I want to hang out, maybe play some Liberty City Stories and relax.
Yeah, see the dog, little Justice Town USA?
Oh, man, he's a dog.
He's a dog.
And he's a Burmese, too.
Oh, dude, Rocky's been getting out, too. A lot of people don't know. We got a pack of pit bulls up here, New World Order. You don't want any of us. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah,
man. So,
but anyway, back to your D.C. trip. So the interview with April Gallup, how did that go?
April Gallup is 100% on the Truth Movement side. It's funny, she's never actually seen the pictures from the outside of the Pentagon. And you know how we just got that fresh CD from Corporal Ingersoll of the Navy Annex? Got that CD full of pictures?
Yeah.
I sent the pictures with her and showed her, like, here's the hole, here's where the plane went in, and here's you 50 feet away. And she's like, where's the plane? And the first thing that came out of her mouth is, where's the plane? But, you know, not after making probably one of the most confused faces I've ever seen in her face. So... April definitely knows what's up now. You know, she was there. She was 50 feet from the impact, and she thinks the plane didn't hit. So I'm going to say that we might actually have been right.
It's crazy, man. There's so many contradicting stories out there from Mike Walters, who, a man who works for USA Today, and then from April Gallup, who was just 50 feet from the impact hole. And, I mean, you're going to have these stories that contradict. It's just so telling that, I mean, how... It shouldn't be this difficult. You know, we all know, or at least most of us know, that through the FOIA, there's 84 video cameras that would have shown the Boeing 757, the American Airlines jet, Flight 77, flying into the Pentagon.
Not hitting the Pentagon, but, you know, pertaining to the Pentagon strike. That's apparently why they didn't get it. Right, Dylan?
Yeah, pretty much. So they needed to word their FOIA a little bit more vague, because the government has a way of taking your FOIAs and taking you literally word for word. So you have to say, we need videos of the impact, we need videos of the flight path, we need any and all videos pertaining to Flight 77.
Awesome.
And yeah. I don't know why those weren't made to the public earlier, you know?
And it's interesting, because if you even try to go down and you get a picture of the flight path, Dylan, you had a little run-in with the Pentagon, did you not?
We definitely got questioned for about 2 hours by, count them, 8 different officers. 8 different Pentagon police officers were detaining 4 innocent, tax-paying, non-felony Americans because they were filming the Pentagon. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. One of the worst.
Did those guys make their flights?
Yeah, barely. Just barely.
Wow.
That's the whole thing. The whole thing is nonsense, dude.
That's 8 different officers for 2 hours for 4 people outside videotaping around the Pentagon. And that for Russ, it not only happened once, but twice he was detained. The first time they deleted pictures, and the Dylan, when they took you, did they not take your, they took your tape as well? I mean,
yeah, it was a fresh tape, so all I lost was my footage of the Pentagon. But I got some really good footage, so, you know, I kind of shed a tear.
Oh, that's terrible. You know, that, it
well,
just
you know what that
to
says to me, guys? That says to me that the Pentagon is highly, highly surveilled.
Yeah.
You know, you were quite a ways away. It's not like you were on the Pentagon lawn, right, Dylan? You were by the Navy Annex building.
Sitco gas station.
Where were you? Yeah, up by the Sitco gas station. I mean, they literally knew they were filming by the Sitco gas station. But we don't have any videos of Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon. Very peculiar. Very peculiar.
It's a coincidence, though. It's just like on the World Trade Center, how their security cameras just didn't work.
And so is the insider trading. It's all coincidences. It's,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The insider trading never took place because the commission said so.
Oh, that's right. And so did Snopes.
And they did look into it, and they found nothing suspicious. They thought that was normal.
See, I don't know.
Because it led back to the CIA. So that was
it led back to Buzzy Cromgard, I know. I'm not sure if we can keep you on the line, Dylan, and take another call. But if we can keep Dylan on the line and take Daryl in Texas, let's do it.
Wait.
We heard
something from the booth.
We can do that?
We can do that.
All right, well, let's do that. Let's
conference him in. Let's bring him.
Let's bring in Daryl in Texas, then.
Okay, hello, can you hear me?
Daryl, are there? Yes.
Hey, congratulations on the video. I just got a 50-pack, and I passed that out. I work in a pharmacy. It's a 500-bed hospital here in Central Texas, and I passed one copy out to everyone in the pharmacy. So
very cool.
Wow, man.
I'm gonna be looking for some donations from them in the future to maybe get it spread out a little farther. Hey, a question I had.
Well, hold your question until we get back.
We got to take a quick break here, and Jazzy Jason and Crunchy Corey will be back after this break.
And before I go, I'd just like to say that's what you got to do. That man just spent $150 to get the word out. If we every 10 people in America spent $150 to get this word out, it'd be out tomorrow.
He's a foot soldier of the 9/11 truth, he is.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Here with Jason Burmis, Corey Rowe, Dylan Avery, and we've got Daryl in Texas on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how certain are we that they did not recover bodies? That's the one argument that really, you know, and some of the arguments that they make, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, with the bodies, I would say look at the Misawi trial. I didn't see any bodies at the Shanksville plane crash site, that open field, let alone plane parts, let alone people in NTSB uniforms, until 4 years after the fact, when I saw pictures of bodies accompanied with other pictures that were highly suspicious that I'll get to in a moment, of charred bodies in the woods. And I don't know. I don't know what to make of those because I don't know where they took those pictures. But I'll tell you this. They also said they recovered a bandana, a red bandana, perfectly folded, no blood marks, no burn marks, that supposedly survived this plane crash that was worn by one of the hijackers, and C.C. Lyle's identification information totally untouched. Don't you think that's a little suspect, Dylan?
I think it's very suspect, and I think that the fact that a bandana could escape a fireball unscathed and yet they couldn't even find a 757 is, again, highly suspect.
And then again, you don't see these bodies until after the fact. So I mean, you know, that evidence to me is manufactured. Where were the bodies that day?
And not only that, but just contradicting the official version. I mean, the official version is that the plane crashed because it was overtaken by the passengers. They retook the plane. But the evidence doesn't suggest that at all. What you do have is a small crater that looks like the impact of a single engine with maybe a piece of the wing that the plane was blown up in the air, and that's why you have an 8-mile debris field. That is what the evidence points to. And again, in this evidence, you don't see these bodies, and again, you know, if someone was actually actively look at the bodies and the burn,
faith-based photographs.
Yeah, it really is, and again, 4 years after the fact, this information comes out, and this is in an era where recently two major news organizations have been caught doctoring photos. So, you have to question some of this material.
All right, let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, are you there?
Can you still hear me?
Mark? Yep, I'm on. Go ahead, Mark.
Can y'all still hear me?
Yep.
And actually, this is still Daryl in Texas.
Oh, still Daryl? Oh, go ahead, Daryl.
Well, one thing I would say, I mean, there's a lot of argument about, you know, the building falling and the falling of the free fall speed and all that, but a co-worker of mine, after I passed the video out, pointed something out very obvious to even the untrained person, and that is, if that building did get hot enough to start to pancake down, and let's say that the planes caused it to fall, well, the first few floors of that building were not hot enough to pancake, and they would have at least retarded the fall, if not to make it fall off center, because all of the floors would not be as susceptible as the ones that actually got struck.
Absolutely, sir. And that statement right there is what refutes the Nova theory, because the Nova theory includes exactly that the pancake, the floors falling from one floor to the other. But we all know that the temperature in those impact holes was not hot enough to melt the steel, or even let alone weaken the steel. We have people inside the impact holes. Chief Palmer was inside the impact hole, radioed down that he had numerous 1045 code ones, and that he could drop it down with two lines. And a hand line is only an inch and a quarter thick, that he could knock down two isolated pockets of fire with two hand lines, and that he had numerous 1045 code ones on the floor, which is a dead body. If it was 1800 degrees in there, one, they would not have been able to get into the impact hole, and two, the skin on those dead bodies would have literally melted from the bone. So, I mean, it right there, again, contradicting the official version and the Nova report.
It's unreal. It weakens steel and then maybe makes it melt, but it doesn't hurt the bodies. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's ludicrous.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it, Carol.
Yeah, take it easy.
Mark, are you there?
Let me give Mark a minute to get up on the line there.
Yep. Mark, you there?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was calling. I just want to say great job on the video. Been passing it out to people here in San Antonio, trying to wake people up. Some people are receptive to it. Some, you know, are a little more resistant. I was actually calling because I wanted to provide a little information I thought maybe you guys might find useful. I used to work for a company here in San Antonio that actually designed the blast-proof windows that were in the renovated side of the Pentagon.
Okay.
And these guys, this engineering firm, specializes in blast-proof analysis, prevention, accident investigations. They're also very intelligent engineers there that are structural engineers. These guys are very, very smart, you know, and they did some of the work on the renovated side of the Pentagon, like I said, on the blast-proof windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys have looked into investigating this company or not, but or speaking to some of the individuals there or not, but I thought I might pass along that information to you.
Well, what are their views? Have you discussed anything with them?
I've recently passed the loose change video to one of the engineers. I'm trying to get feedback from him, but he's been in and out of his office, and I've been unsuccessful in contacting him. I hope he's not avoiding me, so...
All right. Well, yeah,
definitely, man. Well, stay in touch with us. You got all our emails are on our website at loosechange91.com. You can go on there, write to any of us. We're pretty reachable. We have had some problems with our email in the last weekend, and the site being down due to excessive traffic. traffic, which is good news, but also bad news. So we're working on some technical things, trying to mirror the site, and at the same time, shutting down our email. So if you don't get through right away, definitely,
keep at it.
Send us an email. Let us know. And if not, if you could get some information and forward it our way from that company, we'd love it. We'd love to see it our way. But thanks, man.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. So, Dylan.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? What do you think the biggest thing about? What do you think the biggest thing on the DC trip was this year or this month, really? Because we'll probably go back again this year.
Man, that's a really tough call. I would say personally, I got the most out of my talk with April Gallup because it really just brought home that the people who are actually tragically affected by September 11th, either the victims who lost a family member or a friend, or the people who to this day are permanently disabled because of the attacks and yet have been constantly shut down by the federal government when trying to receive compensation. And the rescue workers. Another thing is the rescue workers, the people who ran down to Ground Zero to save the dying and wounded. Those people are now being told, oh, you have asbestos and concrete in your lungs. Well, that's your own fault for going down to help people. So the government isn't even giving any money to the rescue workers who are now dropping like flies because they went down to save their fellow men. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, and every time I hear people like Mark Roberts saying, oh, you're insulting the victims or anything else, I really, at this point, can just laugh, because it means it's so untrue, I don't even know what to say to these people, because the victims are constantly fighting for the truth and are constantly being blocked at every angle. If they're not fighting for the truth, they're fighting for funding or assistance, anything to let them know that the government cares about the sacrifices that they made on 9/11, and the government is just closing the doors.
Yeah, but they don't mind spending money on a memorial, you know, that's going to reinforce the official version, or a parade that's going to reinforce the official version, or money to, you know, basically spread their propaganda about terror in this country.
And
so it works out for them.
And it's funny because the 9/11 Relief Fund, which has been so held back and has not been distributed to the victims or the people and the first responders and the family members and all that, all this money is being held up. And at the same time, Flight 93, Paul Greengrass, donated 10% of his proceeds.
Oh, what a nice guy.
What a nice guy of his movie to the 9/11 Relief Fund, which actually hasn't gone anywhere.
He was so nice that he had the head of the FAA play himself.
Yeah.
Wow, what a nice guy. Don't you think Paul Greengrass is a nice guy?
Actually, Jason, yeah, well, I was talking to April about that yesterday. She jumped right in. She was like, actually, I just heard something. She was talking to some family members. Apparently, Greengrass is now fighting to take back what he said.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't given anybody any money.
Of course he hasn't.
No, of course
he hasn't. Why would he?
Yeah,
he's a scumbag.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We got 10,000 DVDs for the kids down there. We're gonna need some serious help, folks, handing them out. I mean, Dylan, we've been back here hitting the grindstone with the press. We've had reporters in and out of Camp Freedom here all day,
hey,
every day.
Who did you be interviewed by today? I believe
we had Haratz today.
Haratz from Israel.
We had the second Korean. We had the second Korean station in 2 days come in.
Yep.
And then we have been able to host the National Intel Report on RBN Live. Let's give a big shout-out to John Stadmiller and, you know, even Webster Tarpley.
Yeah, the whole crew, man. Everybody.
RBN, keeping it real.
I mean, everybody out there, the whole 9/11 movement, things are really picking up. We've really got, there's a lot of energy right now. There's a lot of good things. You know, press is starting to swing from the negative to the positive. I mean, we're starting to get some real reporting from mainstream media. As much as they don't want to, they're soon going to have to. And this year, with the anniversary and all the interest back as the fifth year anniversary, I mean, we are going to have such an impact at Ground Zero. It's astonishing to me to even really think about it. Because I knew it was going to happen.
I mean,
we've been promoting this now for about 8 months, and we got, I mean, just the idea that we're going to have 1,000 people in the same exact T-shirt. We've got 70 banners, all black and white. Ask questions, demand answers, stop the 9/11 cover-up. We got 10,000 DVDs to hand out. I mean, we're documenting the whole weekend. We're going to put it out there for the people that can't make it. We're gonna make a small documentary for everyone to be able to view the fifth-year anniversary and to get down there. And if they're not able to see it,
I mean,
at least take part.
I mean, we're going to be piggybacked by Spiegel TV, CBC, by so many independent journalists and documentary filmmakers that have come to us and been like, you're an inspiration to us. Isn't that whack? Oh, you're an inspiration.
Hey,
how does it feel to be the Brad Pitt of guerrilla filmmaking, Dylan Avery?
Someone
asked that question. I think that was great. Yes, if you didn't know, Dylan Avery is the Brad Pitt of guerrilla filmmaking. God bless you, Dylan Avery.
If that's true, then I want to know, where's Angelina?
Absolutely.
You know what? That's what's great about this is because, you know what? This is why we do what we do. It's so we can sit here and joke and think about the lighter things in life.
And love America.
And love this country and other people, man. I mean, you know, I don't want to see our freedoms encroached upon. I don't want to have to go to a desert nation and shoot anybody. You've been there, done that, Corey Rowe. What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
No, definitely thumbs down. And actually, now that I have this moment, I'm going to go ahead and say this. To anyone out there who is considering joining the military service at this time, I'm not going to say that joining the military is a bad thing because it was definitely one of the better decisions I made in my life. It just was realizing upon later of what part of the tool that I was. But anybody out there who's considering that maybe they should join the United States military, I urge you to contact me and at least talk to me, because if you're going to do it, I would at least like to educate you on some of the things that you're going to go through. My name, it's Corey, K-O-R-E-Y, at loosechange911.com. Just really, a lot of people, especially kids between the ages of 18 and 20, sign up and they have no idea what they're getting into. I mean, me personally, when I joined the military, I didn't even know what the infantry was. I chose Fort Campbell, Kentucky because I like the golf course on the DVD that they showed me, and they were going to give me $16,000. I mean, I was such wet behind the ears kid who had no idea what I was getting myself into. And 2 weeks later, September 11th happens. On my first day of basic training, I'm spoon fed from the beginning. I got Osama bin Laden did it, and before I knew, I was in a foxhole in Kandahar, pointing a gun at someone I didn't know, screaming a language they didn't understand about something that neither one of us got. So anyway, back to my original point. Thumbs down. Definitely thumbs down, Jesse.
Thumbs
Jason.
Down.
We're going to give Dylan Disco Dylan.
Disco Dylan Avery.
Dylan. You couldn't
go up with a skirt in that, huh? With the pants that you wear, yeah, I figure, you got a lot of bell bottoms, Dylan Avery. That's something a lot of people don't know.
Yes. Wow, Burmese. Wait, Jason, that rumor out.
Yeah, and Jason's got the maroon shorts. Definitely. Well, hey, anybody out there wants to call in, we got about 12 minutes left in our little broadcast.
Well, we'll take
here.
Probably one or two more phone calls. If you come in at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And we're going to wrap it up. We're probably going to be talking about the memorial this year. And
yeah.
Really, get down there. Come on. We got a week and a half.
Yeah.
You got to
take
do
the
this.
Time off.
You can do it. I know there's a lot of you listening on the internet right now.
And you're like, I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna go. Maybe
it's gonna
I'm
be
not.
History.
Dylan, tell them why you should. Tell them why they should go. Tell them about all the events we got.
I don't even have the whole schedule memorized, but I know that we're gonna have a Mortal Technique performing the night before. We're gonna have Stephen Jones speaking. We're gonna have Barry Zwicker speaking. Basically, you're either gonna be there or you're gonna be at your house after it happened, saying, "Why wasn't I there?"
Yeah, you really are. You really are, folks. I mean, that's the bottom line. Because
it's not even about the stuff that's going on the weekend before. It's really about just being there on 9/11 and showing your respect to the people that we lost while at the same time spreading information. It's going to be a very delicate balance, and I hope that nothing goes wrong.
Yeah, I do too. But and I'd like to also urge on that for the people that are going to Ground Zero. Be a person who's out there mediating. Make sure that we're going to keep the tempers
it's
down.
It's sir, it's ma'am. It's no matter what they say to you and how violent they say it, you can address them respectfully, even if they're disrespecting you. And we're encouraging you to bring your camcorders and cameras and putting them on the provocateurs and the people that are out of line and that are not respecting the dead. Because we need to respect the dead with the truth in solidarity with respect for ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And back to that, I mean, if you're going to go down there, if you don't have a camcorder, find a friend that does. I mean, tape the thing. Tape your eyewitness, your eyewitness on the event. Copy it and send it to us, and I would really like to put together a good project with this, because I mean it's really going to be, just like Dylan said, about the respect and about the education of Americans for a better society. I mean, we're human beings, and look at the world that we live in. Still, we have such capability to do so many things better, but yet we hold ourselves back because we're entrained on American Idol. I'm going to bring it up again because I hate America. American Idol.
Don't you know, Corey Rowe? American Idol's the thing to do. Yeah!
I mean, it's terrible. Out of all the TV that I really support the most is going to be the cartoons, because they're the ones that come out and they say what's real. I mean,
they at least have a point of view.
They have a point of view. And the Boondocks, I mean, that show, to me, it breaks through so much. The episode where they brought back Martin Luther King, and I really, it just goes to show, just think back on our values and try to remember,
we could have a better society. We could have a better society. So get to ground zero.
We can always do better. We can always do better. Any comments on the Boondocks, Dylan?
I love the Boondocks. It's my ringtone.
It is ringtone. I finally changed my ringtone. Now I got Bob Marley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad that, you know, we're concerned with ringtones and not saving this country.
Yeah.
You know, but
my phone rings so much that I want to have at least something that I like to hear.
Hey, I hope folks can understand that, you know, it's okay to, you know, be involved in all this pop culture nonsense, have a favorite show, and, you know, care about your ringtone. But at the same time, you know, you got to be aware of what's going on out there.
You can still change the world. There's nothing stopping you.
Yeah,
the only thing stopping you is yourself.
It's absolutely right.
I mean, I can't believe it, but Cindy Sheehan is still kicking up dust. I mean, she's made mainstream news now for almost a year, 2 years steady, and she is ahead of activism, anti-war. She doesn't get into 9/11, but at least she does something for the positive, because war in no fashion is good. And I mean, and that's coming from a vet. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm against war.
I'm against you know, war. Against you know, thumbs down.
Thumbs down on the war.
Oh, we got calls.
We got callers, so let's take Kevin in Tennessee. Kevin, are you there? Kevin. Are you there, Kevin?
Yes, I'm here. Are you
there?
All
right, there we go.
Okay.
How you doing?
Working hard and sweating a lot and diving around and trying to catch y'all, but I'm in and out and I don't get all of what you're saying. You're the guys that made the loose change video, is that right?
That's true, sir.
How can I get a copy of that? And if I wanted to like rent the local movie theater, do they have a way of you've got it on what, a DVD?
Yeah, this is the way to do it, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. I'll walk you through that. For all the people out there, this is the next step. As a man right here, a foot soldier for the 9/11 truth, getting out there and starting something, sir. All you got to do is you don't even need a local theater. If that, sometimes they charge a lot of money, so if you wanted to do something easy, churches often will let you use any area of their church to hold a public event for free, and that's the best way. You know, just get a TV, maybe a little big boombox so you can hear it good, and you get a couple people. You hand out some flyers downtown on Main Street, and also just email me. Corey@loosechange911.com. My email's on my website, loosechange911.com. Email me. I'll send you out a press kit. Anybody out there who's thinking of holding a public event, if it's from your living room to a movie theater, you know, give me an email. I'll send you out a promo disc. We'll get you going. I'll give you any help you need, sir. If you give me if you send me an email, you add your area where you live. I might even have some contacts down there in that area. It's that big that so many people are holding small events like this. That I mean, I have just pretty much a huge Rolodex at this point that is just full of people who have done small events across America. So yeah, it's not difficult, sir. And there's lots of different areas, churches, schools. Especially high schools, they have, you know, media rooms that are set up for this kind of thing. And if you get the youth involved in something, especially now kids are going back to class, it's a great thing to hit them with. So absolutely, sir. There's lots to do. Hit me up in an email. I'll send you out that promo disc.
I'll have my daughter get on that.
All right, you got it. Corey@loosechange911.com.
Thanks a lot.
Corey at Loose Change. All right.
Thanks, Kevin. We got about 6 minutes left. We'll take in our last call. Let's throw Mark on the line. As we wrap up the show here, beautiful
Hi,
night
guys.
Broadcast. Hey man, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing all right, and I just called in. I just wanted to thank you. You know, my 80-year-old father, he watched your video. I showed it to him, and he's not an educated man, but he's a real smart man, and he just looked at that and couldn't say a word afterwards. He was just kind of dumbfounded. I showed it to my 80-year-old uncle, who's a farmer and rancher down in Texas, and he was the same way. He just couldn't believe, but now he does believe what our government is doing. And I just want to thank you. You guys are true heroes, and I hope one day your name will go down in the history books.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. It means a lot to me. It really does to all of us here at Louder Than Words. Jason, Dylan, all of us, man. It's like you getting out there and showing people, man. It's all about changing the minds of
From
other people.
8 to 80, baby. Let's keep it going. You know, get this to the young people and the old alike. We got to wake them all up.
You know, when an 80-year-old man who, you know, you look at this guy and he's like, to me, he was always John Wayne, my uncle. And when he looked at this video and says, there's something wrong here, and I've got to keep this video, and I've got to show it to my friends. You guys have done it this time.
Wow. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much. Really touching us, man.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very hard.
All right, man. You take it easy. You have a good night, Mark.
Thanks.
Yeah, how do you top it off? You can't top it off better than that. I mean,
that's a good way. We got a couple more minutes here.
Yeah, wow.
Let's plug everything again. This is RBN Live.
RBN Live. This is John Stadtmiller's The National Intel Report. I'm sure you guys all know that, though. You would tune in all the time. RBN Live, a great network out there for patriots. I want to plug our new DivX site, the site where you can get pretty much everything. Everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You get our DivX site. You can get both presentations. You can get
the Recut edition of Loose Change and Tribeca. That's stage6.divx.com. Look for Louder Than Words. That's our channel, Louder Than Words.
And also you can check out the googlevideo.google.com. You can watch Loose Change recuts on there. You might have to, it's not in the top 100 right now, all the little short sections.
Yeah, let's get the Loose Change second edition recut in the top 10.
Yeah, let's get some views out there, guys. I mean, that's what we need, because they're just propagating it with all that, you know, 3 second the
screw Loose Change.
Not even that. They have the, you know, the 10 seconds
of girls cheating on
guy. Girl cheating on her guy, and just, it's ridiculous. I mean, how can I don't understand how America's interest can just, that's the top 100 things viewed, is a bunch of 10 second clips of girls that you get to see a shot of her side boob. I mean,
side boob action.
I mean, it's terrible.
Dylan, what's your favorite viral video other than Loose Change?
I was gonna have to go with the side boob.
Yeah,
actually,
I don't know.
No. It also is Stephen Colbert battling the Rancor.
I haven't seen Stephen Colbert battling the Rancor yet. Is that classic?
I sent you the link, Burmese.
I don't get them all, Dylan.
No,
I don't get them all. Oh, man. What's your favorite viral video, Corey? Really short one. One of those really quick ones. I know it's not Loose Change.
No, my favorite one is the guy that beats up his computer. That's the one I got quoted in on Vanity Fair, where the guy, where they unplug his keyboard, and the guy doesn't know it, and he's so pissed, he starts hitting his keyboard, and then he picks up his keyboard, and he just whacks the side of the monitor and knocks it over onto the floor, and everyone gets up, and they're all just, like, staring at the guy, like, it's ridiculous.
Probably got fired after
it,
that.
Most likely, definitely got fired after that moment. But, I mean, all because someone was trying to pull a joke, and it was just, you know, not a good time to pull that kind of joke.
Well, I'm really into the new really quick music video, viral videos, like for Immortal Techniques, Bin Laden Blow Up the Projects. Mm-hmm. I dig that. There's a lot of good New World Order stuff out there, and people continue to do this. You know, we got to be our own media.
Oh, I like the one. This is the one. Confirm or deny that the one where they tag Air Force One, that was
apparently, that's Mark Echo.
Mark Echo apparently pulled
off. So he would have rented that.
Yeah, I guess, like, that's what I hear. That's
pretty
too bad
intense.
Though. It really got me at first, though. I really thought he actually marked Air Force One. Tagged Air Force One.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be some serious, sick, serious stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that would be serious, Corey.
As we catch myself earlier.
So, Dylan, want to wrap it up in these last 3 minutes? Tell them what a great person you are and what we're going to be doing.
I guess. I just want to put the call out again. You know, you got to come down to Ground Zero. You got to make your presence known, and when you're there, you got to be as respectful and as... I'm sorry, I'm trying to focus on driving here, so I'm not really articulate.
All right.
All right,
absolutely, man.
I want to put
absolutely.
The call out for action.
And, you know, we're wrapping it up. Again, National Intel Report.
This is Dylan and Jason and Corey reporting from upstate New York in Jason's cramped basement apartment here. So
we hope you had fun with us.
Yeah.
You know? We're amateurs.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right.
Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.